And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. The landscape has changed along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near Homestead Road. Up on that bluff on the west side, trees are missing. Workers are clearing that site to prepare it for construction of a community house for homeless men, a project of the Interfaith Council for Social Service. This is just preliminary work. Serious construction on the two-story, 52-bed facility will start in the spring. I don't like to see trees cut down, but this is for a good cause in my view, and I realize not everyone agrees. Some neighbors fear that the presence of homeless men equals danger. Being without a home is terrible, but that's the reality for 3.5 million people every year in our country. And it's not always about drug abuse. In fact, many people find themselves in this fix through no fault of their own. Loss of job, loss of loved ones, divorce, family disputes. Those who are without a home face a big challenge trying to return to their normal lives again. Caring people and organizations that create emergency shelters and transitional housing help these folks get back on their feet, and that's why IFC is building this shelter. For 50 years, the IFC has provided a beacon of hope to our neighbors who have needed a helping hand. Chapel Hill can be proud of its support of this important resource that reflects the nobler values of our community. Now, its executive director, Chris Moran, is retiring after 30 years of hard work. Chris's efforts have helped a lot of people in those 30 years. Chapel Hill is grateful. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.